Andy, disappointing result last week, I guess. Daryl said the team need to improve on their preparation and mental toughness ahead of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think anyone saw it coming, to be honest. And on the day, Widnes wanted it more than what we did. They needed the win more than... they needed the win more than what we did, but they were up for it more, and so it cost us dearly in the end.
Yeah, disappointing that you couldn't keep the winning run, because I think you won 4-5 prior to that.
Yeah, one, it was another one we targeted as a win in our little block of four, so it's very disappointing, and it's a bit of embarrassing, really. Everybody's a bit down, and we got the video out of the way today, and we've had a bit of a bath session, so everyone's back up and ready to go and firing to Salford at the weekend.
What have you made of the start to the season? Inconsistent's a word that's been used for a lot of coaches and squads this year.
Most teams, I think. I think there's only probably Leeds that have a bit pulled away and being consistent, and that's probably one of our goals. We've got to aim to be up there, and what Leeds are doing week in, week out, and we've probably got to try building to that when we actually play them. And yeah, we want to be up there with Leeds, and we've got to keep building towards that.
Salford this weekend, struggling with injuries and suspensions. That's not a concern for you guys. What are you looking forward to going there? You beat them here recently, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Salford are going to probably pile all the pressure on us, really, saying we've got injury suspensions. But I think it's about our 17. We've got to go out and concentrate on our job and do it right, and have a massive improvement from where we were against Widnes last week.
And what about your form? You're getting rave reviews again. Do you feel you're in probably the form of your life at the minute?
I'm enjoying playing. I feel as good as I ever have done it. And that's credit to Matty Crowe at physio and Ben Cooper at conditioner, the way they go about the stuff, and they get us in tip-top condition.
We tend to know what we're getting from Andy Leach, yeah, when he pulls his jumper on. There's a level of performance we expect and we get now.
Yeah, that's my goal every week, really, to be just be consistent week in, week out. Probably try and better it week in, week out, and if I can do that, hopefully help the young ones as well, like his big Will Mayer that's coming through, and Jewett's only just under 30, so call him a young one, so Boyle. So there's all in there, you know, if you can learn from each other and help each other a long way, I think everyone benefits, because everybody's not great at everything, everybody's got something to improve on, so if we can pull together and help each other through it, it's only beneficial to Cass Tigers.
And looking halfway through the season now, the top four is very much still alive, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You can have one win and you're back up in that fourth or fifth, and like I say, you could be fourth and lose one and you're back down in tenth, so it's real close. So every week is important. You need to win every week, and you don't want to be in that bottom part of the table. You know, with a few games to go, you win or you're out. You need to get the string a few wins together, and I think that's what we're, like you say earlier, inconsistent year this year, and if we can string a few wins together, back-to-back wins, and maybe get 3 or 4, 5 on the trot, it's a massive difference, and the season's turned around massively.
The cup draw's thrown you up a visit back to one of your old clubs. You've got to go back to Hull FC. What do you make of that one?
Oh, it's great. It's exciting, isn't it? It's going to be tough, and I think that, like I just said then, they're going to be wanting to get to Wembley this year. It's their 150th anniversary rugby league, so they'll want to do something special, so they'll be going all out. Like I said, they've been inconsistent as well, so they'll be looking to maybe challenge cup run to get them back on side.
Do you think the success you had in the cup last year will be a lift for you guys, because you've been there, you know what it's all about now? I guess get back and win it next time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once you've been there, you want a taste of it, and you want a taste of winning and want more. So everyone will be ready and up for it. But you know, first we've got to worry about just Super League and get some wins on the board.